God bless you. It's a joy to be here truly this morning. Please come with me to the scripture, Matthew 22, 36, 40. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? He said to him, you should love your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the wonderful gift of love and your word. Help us to see it, understand it, receive it, and live it out. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. For me, it's a joy to be here this morning. It's always a joy, but today is very special, not only because I get to preach about something that I was so passionate, believe, and has radically changed my life, that is the love of God. But I'm preaching today in front of Pastor Andrew, which has never happened. He's always watching us through the internet when he's not here. So if you don't see me looking this side, you know why. And also because my parents are here. And it's kind of, sometimes it's difficult to preach in front of you, you know, your family. So, but I'm blessed. I'm blessed that they are here this morning. And today I want to share about love. And as I was preparing for this message, and it's a simple message if you think about it, but I end up with like 20 slides of PowerPoint, maybe 50 scriptures about how much God loves us, how we should love God. And I was so deep into it that I thought this will take me 4 hours to explain. And I know that you don't have that time. I don't either. Or that energy to listen to about this. So radically this morning, God was telling me, we need to brief it out. Let's keep it simple. And let's do what the Bible tells us to do. And it's exactly what happened to this disciple who came to Jesus. I'm sure he has heard a lot of messages. Jesus was teaching about forgiveness and the law and many other things. And he said, wow, that was so wonderful. All that you're teaching us is so beautiful. But please, give me one thing that I can do. Tell me all this, how we can simplify it. And this was Jesus' answer. Well, love God with all you might, with all you have, and love your brother. That's it. That is what Christianity is about. That what is God is about. It's loving him and loving others. That's it. I can sit down and we can go home, right? I'm done. But the reality is that it's a little more complicated than that. Not the message, but how we practice is complicated. Because it's hard to grasp the concept of love. It's hard to give to others love, and it's hard to understand love. We live in a society and in a world where you need to be worth it to receive something. We need to be worth it to receive love or to receive acceptance or to have a job, or and we have confused reward, acceptance, and relationship with love. One thing is relationship, and one thing is love. We often think that it's the same thing, but it's not. Love is a gift that is given to us by him who made us. You know, God did not need us, but he wanted us. It's like your children. You know, you were your own, you were happy, but you were so happy that you wanted to start a family. And having kids on your own and having a family member on your own that shares your DNA to love and to help grow. That's what love is. And he created us not only to love us and to receive our loves, but he created us for us to be more like him every day. Just as we love to see our kids, and every time my kid do something that is like me, can you see yourself in your kids? It happens to me all the time when I see my daughter answer sassy to me. Oh, my gosh. I remember my dad used to say, I said I was going to talk about him, but I am. My parents used to say, as you see me, you will see yourself. And as you do, it be done to you. So I'm praying that that doesn't happen, because I did not so many great things. But I can see myself in my kids, and it's such a joy. I can only imagine how God feels when he see me behaving like him. When he see me giving to others what he has given me by grace. And it's difficult to receive love and to accept love because of the information that we get since we arrived to this world. But let me tell you, it is by the truth of the Bible that we can renew our minds and learn how to receive love. 80% of our struggle is that we have a hard time accepting that love. This week, I have several conversations with few, and within a week, I heard of 5 different cases of people who have been adopted by loving families, but yet they're still feeling rejected. Yet they're still feeling like they're not accepted. They're still feeling like they cannot connect. They're still feeling like they don't belong. And you said, how is that possible? They are receiving more than many people around the world, and they're still not feeling love because it's hard to receive something that we don't understand. But the reality is that when we sit and we reflect on what love is and what is available for us, it's easy not only to embrace it, but it's also to give it. So let's talk about love. What love is. We believe that love, many times we think that love is a relationship, that love, and many times in doing, especially during marriage counseling, I have heard many times, well, the marriage is over because love is gone. Love is gone. The magic of love is gone. And that concept, it's because we have been lied to by Hollywood or soap operas or novelas, or that love is something that, love is serenades and mariachis, and love is flowers and diamonds and I don't know what else, a date, or we see each other and we like each other, and we are so deceived. Love is really, really, really a decision and an attitude. Let's go together to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 13 describes beautifully what love is. 1 Corinthians 13, 4-7 says, love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It does not insist on its own way. So this thing about is my way or the highway, not love. It is not irritable. Wow. Does not have bad days. Love does not have bad days. Or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Now I invite you to substitute that with the name of God. Because the Bible says that God is love. So God is patient. God is kind. God is not envious. And God is not irritable. He does not get ticked off by the things that you do wrong, like we do. He does not get a bad day. God doesn't wake up in the morning and say, oh, I cannot stand this anymore. That's not God. So God believes, and there's a part that I love about this, is that God believes all things. So even though you come to God and say, oh, Lord, forgive me because I have done this, I will never do it again. He knows you will do it again. He knows I will do it again. But you know what? He believes me. He believes all things. He's not there doubting me. He's not there saying, ah, you're gonna do it again. But we do it to people. People come and ask for forgiveness, and we are like, yeah, I know you're gonna do it again. But God doesn't do that to me. He doesn't do that to you. He said, I believe. I believe you. Even though he knows I may stumble again, but he's there not giving up on me, not giving up on you. That is love. Can you imagine you have a being in the universe who accepts you no matter what? And you know what the beautiful thing is? That David, the King David, knew that. And he writes about it in a psalm and said, even if mother and father leaves me, I have you. So he knows that the love of God is so deep that even if the closest people to you leaves you, he will send more. He will send somebody else to love you and to connect with you and for you to share your love, because we are made to be loved and to love others. We become sick. We become anxious. There's a lot of things that happen to when we are not doing what we're meant to do. We are meant to love and be loved. And that beautiful love is eternal. Isn't that wonderful news? How happy would we be if every day we will remember how loved we are? I tell you, if there's not something that really, makes me feel good, you know, it's when my husband says that I look beautiful. He doesn't know that, I'm telling you. I'm acting like I don't care. I don't care if you say it, but I do care. He says it, right? So it makes me feel good because it makes you feel accepted. So you are accepted and made out of the most beautiful being that ever existed. The presence and the essence of God is amazing, beautiful, and that's the material that he used to make you and me. We deserve love just because we are created for that. Isn't that wonderful news? Doesn't that make you think about all the things that we could have done or we can do? When you think about it and sit on that, it doesn't matter what people say about you. It doesn't matter why you wear what you do, because you are deeply accepted by that love. So that is love. Love is a choice that I make in how am I going to see others. How am I going to see God? How am I going to see myself? And how I'm going to see others. You choose how to look at people. You're choosing how to look at God himself. So every time something happens, I get to decide. Am I going to be rejoicing in these? And am I going to be thinking this is for my good and something good is going to come out of these? Or I'm going to decide, I don't deserve this. This is bad. Why am I going through this? Am I going to be resentful? Am I going to be pitiful? So love is a choice. Many marriages will be saved if we decide to be together no matter what. Many, many relationships can be saved if we decide to be together no matter what. So how do we love our neighbors? And that is the harder part. Because being loved by God, you can accept it now. Okay, I'm loved. It doesn't matter, you know, what happened to me. I can have security in his love and knowing what I have or how I look. But how can I love somebody who I disagree so much with? Right? How can I show that honor and that kindness and compassion to somebody who is always making my life hard? That's why we need the Holy Spirit. That's why we need him to do all things, because that is an impossible task without God. No one can love others without God. So that's why he said, I am love. It's not that I have love. I am love. My essence is love. And you and I are made out of that essence, so we have the capacity. We just don't know how. So loving our neighbor is one of the biggest challenges. There's a slide, there's a sign that I have in my bedroom. Every time I open my door, I see that sign is really big on top of my bed. And that is a reminder that love, it doesn't matter what situation you and I are, love will never fail. If I choose the attitude of love, that will never fail. Because against love, there's no law. But it's not the love that the world talks about. It's the love that God talks about. It's the love that respects even though others are unrespectful to you. It's the love that honors even though others do not honor you. Is the love that forgives even though others don't forgive you. Love never fails. Love is a bigger concept and a bigger idea than what we can even grasp. But that is so wonderful about it. We have a whole eternity to discover what it is. And that's why we need each other, because you know something about love that I don't. You have lived through things that I haven't. I need your experience to keep my faith going, and you need mine. We all have an aspect of God. Even the people who we see as bad have an aspect and have a personality and something from God, because we are all made out of the same essence. And I brought something. I'm a very visual person, so I brought something that I wanted to share with you. So this is clay, right? So we are made out of these, you know, out of dust, like the Bible says. So you and I are like this clay that needs to be shaped, that needs to be formed. But you know what? So is that neighbor that you cannot stand. So is that coworker that makes your life miserable. So is that boss that is rude to you every morning. It's made out of the same essence. And we are called to love that. But we're not called to love their attitude or their acts. We are called to love and honor the essence that is in that person. So we love and forgive others, not because they deserve it, because you and I don't deserve it either, but because he honors me so I can honor others. We are all made, even bad people, good people, bad people, criminals, not criminals, stingy people, gossipers, we're all made out of the same essence. So how can I love my enemy? Remember, we are made out of the same essence. And once I decide, and even, you know, we have people in our lives that are so easy to love, but we also have people who are hard to love and we're called to love. But even in the church, there's people in the church that maybe you don't agree with. But God is asking us to unify and love each other and not giving up on each other, regardless of what we see in the exterior. And once we understand how to practice that love and how to be processed, love has to be processed. God wants to process us through life. We can become helpful. We can become helpful. We can serve others. In order for me or for the artist to make this vase, he took or she took several pieces of clay and molded. That's what the church is. It's like this piece of clay. A lot of pieces of clay put together, processed, being hard, united, and now we can serve. So that's why the Bible says, you can do all things, but without love, what there is. Without the right motive, without the right attitude, we can serve, serve, and serve. But if we don't do it out of love, out of the deep understanding that they deserve the love, that they deserve the honor, that they deserve to be served just as I am because they belong to him and he wants to have a relationship with them as well, then we can understand and then we can serve with passion and we reward. Amen? I hope that I'm not losing you today, but today I wanted to share this concept and leave you with this. How can we walk in love? And I'm going to leave you. I love how Pastor Andrew leaves us always with 3-4 things to practice. I like it because I remember, you know, and I have some of the notes. And I want to do the same with you. So how can we walk in love daily? 3 things. We must receive love. Every day, remember, however you want. Devotional time, when you pray, when you're in your car and you get in your car, look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, God loves you. He loves you. And do that every morning, constantly, until that thought, that very thought. When I understood that, I still in the process of understanding, but I got free of being offended really easily when I understood that. That God loves me. Because, you know, being a woman in ministry is not that easy, and there's a lot of doors that get shut in your face, and there's a lot of people who say things that they shouldn't say, but you know what? God loves me. For every person who doesn't believe in you, God has raised 10, 20 that are with you. He loves you. He's for you. He's rooting for you. So remember, receive love. God loves you. Think in love. Think in love. Not think about love. Think in love. That this kindness, this goodness, this that you have been reading about and hearing about for so long, think on that, in that truth when you make decisions. And 3, do all things out of that decision. I'm going to do it. What does that mean? That I'm not going to expect anything in exchange because I already got it. I'm not going to forgive others because I want to be forgiven. I'm going to forgive others because I am already forgiven. I'm going to love others not because I want others to love me. I want to love others because I am already loved. So do all things out of that truth that you're truly loved and forgiven. We have to tell ourselves that information constantly. And I want to leave you with this passage. Jesus gave us a new commandment. At the end of a wonderful night, on Thursday, Pastor was talking about Thursday, Holy Thursday, that we are going to be together praising and worshiping with Wesley and other churches who will be here. That day, we're celebrating the day that Jesus invited his disciples and had a wonderful, intimate dinner with them. He washed their feet. And after he washed their feet and shared the meal, and let me remind you that in that meal was the one who betrayed him and sold him. And he washed his feet and shared his meal with him. And in that meal were the disciples who was going to deny him. He also shared the meal with them and washed their feet. He was giving us that it doesn't matter if others reject you or if others, they betray you. We are called to love and be loved, but we can only do it with him. And he says, John 13, after all that happened, he said, I give you a new commandment that you love one another just as I have loved you. Also, you should love one another. By this, everyone will know, Georgetown first, that you are his disciples if you have love for one another. This is how we will be known, by our love. He doesn't say here by our service, because there's a lot of good people that serve out there. It's not about how we look, because but clothes can change and they can be, you know, washed and they can. It's not how we look. It's not how we say. It's not how we speak. We are known by how we love each other. So I invite you, and God is inviting us to live in a deep, constant understanding that his love is there for me, but also I am there to love others. So let's love one another as he commanded us. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, in this beautiful, beautiful morning that we get to celebrate the Scouts, and we celebrate that beautiful program that teaches young kids to love you and love their neighbors, today we are reminded that in you we have all we need, but we also need each other. Help us to live in truly community. Help us to connect truly with your word, with your truth, and with your love. Help us to be a relentless church that will not give up on others, that we will love each other as you have loved us, that just as you have served us, give your life for us, never giving up on us, that we will do for each other and for our community, Lord. Help us to be the light. Help us to be your feet and your hands, but with love, in love. We don't want to be known by what we do. We want to be known by the love that we have for you and for each other, Lord. Help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.